Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey...
Mirror, mirror, burning bright, where can I find Snow White?
Oh, I feel so strange.
She's in the Amazon rainforest.
Why, that's the home of the seven deadly dwarves!
But first, Alex and David discover what good manners are really all about.
I've warned you boys about your behavior twice before. Now I want you to leave. You are banished from Wits End.
It's all coming up on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
His mouth at one time. There's one. There's two. And ta-da! He did it!
Yeah!
The crowd is totally nuts.
Actually, the crowd is totally disgusted, Alex.
All right, you two, that's it. I've warned you boys about your behavior twice before. Now I want you to leave. When you think you've learned good manners, I'll give you two a little test. But until then, you are banished from Wits End.
Banished?
For at least 1 week.
Come on, weed!
But...
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, how humiliating. And I still got an ice cream headache.
I found it.
Found what?
Our ticket back to Wits End.
Manners for the socially challenged.
And if we can learn these manners backwards and forwards, we'll be back at Wits End in no time.
Gentlemen, would you care for any more milkshakes?
No, thank you. Sir?
Sure. yes. Please. Sir? Thank you. Bless you. Your kindness is appreciated. Very much so.
Well, you boys have certainly been working on your manners.
And
I'd like to welcome you back to Wits End.
All right.
Great.
Although, you really don't need to hold your pinkies like that with a milkshake.
So, what can I do for you boys?
Principal Johnson, we felt it was our duty to go straight to the top on this.
The very top.
Oh?
We've been noticing a lot of really bad manners around the school lately. Burping, for instance.
And slurping.
People talking with their mouths full.
It's really, you know, disgusting.
You see, we've actually come to be regarded as experts on good manners.
In fact, Mr. Whitaker says we're an example to the other kids.
Really?
So here's our idea. We go around looking for people with good manners, and we give them these.
A badge?
A good manners badge.
Well... I suppose there's no harm in spreading good manners.
So we have your permission?
Well, let's give it a try. You're on.
Great. that is, of course, thank you, sir. Many times, in many ways. To you and yours.
Well, I think you boys will be just great.
Just great. Here come the police officers.
Tut-tut there, Mandy. Do I see an elbow on the table?
2-point deduction.
Can you guys stop it already?
Excuse me, David, but I didn't hear the word please, did you?
Nope, another 2 points off.
I don't want your silly good manners badge anyway, thank you.
Excellent usage of thank you.
Most creative. Add 2 points.
I need to see the school nurse. Goodbye.
Well, Dave, how's it looking so far?
I don't know if anyone is really up to our standards, although Julie did get 8 points towards her good manners badge.
She's on a roll. Only 92 points left to go.
To join the ranks of the Good Manners Badgers.
Hey, David.
Hello, Russell.
Would it be okay if I sat with you guys?
Sure.
I don't know, David. Look at his score.
Wow, -3.
Don't worry, I'll handle it. Russ, this is difficult for me to say, but... Well, David and I are in a different place in the world now.
What are you talking about?
What Alex is saying is, it wouldn't be good for us to associate with people that have less manners than we do.
Bad manners are contagious.
And we really can't afford to get any.
So, I need to move on. Is that it?
Well, yes. Please.
Okay. Fine, then.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
He didn't say you're welcome.
2 points off.
Want me to blow the whistle?
Of course. It really is a shame.
Yes, it really is.
Well, hello, boys. How's the Good Manners program going?
Great. Thank you for asking.
Yes, thank you very much.
I've been hearing a lot about it.
Really?
Oh, yes.
It's a tough job, Mr. Whittaker, but it's worth it if we can make the world just a little more polite.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. You see, I want you boys to be my manners police, the MPs of Wits End. Whenever you see bad manners, just press this button.
Anything to rid Wits End of bad manners pollution.
But first, I'd like you both to show me the most mannerly way that you eat ice cream. Now, Mandy will help me grade you. That way, we'll know for certain you're the right men for the job.
Should be easy enough.
Okay. Alex, here's your ice cream cone. And David, here's your ice cream soda. Mandy and I will watch you both using the rules of Dr. Schnabel's book, Manners for the Socially Challenged. Ready?
Ready.
Begin. Oh, sorry. Alex, this diagram shows you need to lick the ice cream in a clockwise direction, not counterclockwise. -2 points.
David, it says here you're supposed to eat the cherry first, not the whipped cream. 3 points off.
You licked the top before the sides were in proper conformity with the rim of the cone, Alex. -2 points. The center of the top, not the side of the top. Sorry. -3 points.
You used a straw to suck up the whipped cream. Should have used a spoon.
Oh, you're nibbling counterclockwise. That's a no-no.
Your first sip came before the halfway mark.
No undue outburst at the table.
No elbows on the table.
No slouching at the table.
No throwing ice cream at the table.
David, you got chocolate gookie all over my favorite shirt.
No talking with your mouth full.
I didn't mean to, Alex.
Heard you like this cone up your nose. Well, how'd you like this soda on your head?
All right. That's enough. Both of you up to my office. Please.
Mr. Whittaker, That was totally unfair. Ice cream etiquette was way in the back of the book.
We didn't even study that part.
Well, you know, maybe your friends at school didn't know your manners book either.
What do you mean?
The way you judge others is the same way you'll be judged.
But we thought you wanted us to have good manners.
I do. But your manners have actually made you rude.
Well, then why have good manners at all?
Good question. Practicing good manners is just one way to love your neighbor as yourself, to show your respect. You know, when you say please and thank you and open doors for people, it's not to impress them with your manners, it's to bless them with your respect. Understand?
Yes, sir. Is that all you wanted then?
That's all.
So, can I get another ice cream cone? Please?
Of course you can. It's on the house for both of you.
Wow. That's great, Mr. Whittaker.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, David.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, David. You're very welcome.
So, Bethany, how was Sunday school?
Good. I learned about the 7 deadly dwarves.
Honey, don't you mean the 7 deadly sins?
Probably not. We read the story of Snow White last night, and you know how her mind works.
7 deadly sins. Okay, let's see. Pride, covetousness, gluttony, lust, anger, envy, and sloth.
Sloth? You mean like the kind in the Amazon rainforest?
No, honey. Sloth is in laziness. As in, I want Aubrey to get Jared DeWitt's bugging equipment out of my workshop today.
Dad, where am I supposed to put it?
Honey, I don't care. Take it back to the hardware store.
And I want that new mirror hung in the hallway by tonight.
at top of my list.
Oh, really?
I just need to remember where I left that stepladder.
Oh, that? Well, that's in the hall closet, which also needs to be cleaned out.
At top of my list.
Good.
Oh, wake me up when we get home, okay, Aubrey?
Sure thing, Sleeping Beauty.
Once upon a time, there was a princess named Snow DeWhite.
Snow DeWhite?
Hey, it's your dream. I'm just the narrator.
Oh, oops, sorry.
Anyway, Snow DeWhite lived at the hardware store.
Yeah, price checker on wing nuts.
With her dad, the king, who was also known as the good stepladder father.
Now, let's see, where's that stepladder?
Snow and her dad had a wonderful relationship.
Oh, she's my widow Toochie-Woochie!
Mutual, I'm sure.
Until her cousin Jared left town with his electronic bugging equipment.
I say, that's a $79.95.
Leaving in its place a marvelous talking mirror.
Good afternoon, Dave.
The name's Snow.
One day, Snow DeWhite said to the mirror,
Mirror, mirror on the wall, isn't my dad the greatest of all?
That's what he wants you to think.
And the mirror said the same thing every day after that.
He's brainwashing you, Snow. Your mind is going. I can feel it. I can feel it.
At last, she was convinced. She packed her bags and ran away to the deep, dark Amazon rainforest.
Did you say dark? Hey, we got a sale on flashlights. How about a handheld generator? A match?
Now, the Amazon rainforest is a very scary place, full of sloths. Australian Aborigines.
G'day, mate.
And, of course, Amazons.
Hey, don't even think about trying that .com joke.
But scariest of all was the fearful warning Snow heard everywhere she went.
Beware of the seven deadly dwarfs.
After a while, she came to a cottage, Cheese House.
I wonder who lives here. Hello? Oh, well, here's a bed of lettuce. I guess I'll just take a little nap.
And that's just what she did. In the morning, the owners of the cottage cheese house came home.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, uh-oh, an intruder.
Oh my, what funny little men. Who are you?
Us? We're the owners of this cheesy but humble abode. Pride.
Covetousness.
Gluttony.
Lust.
Anger.
Envy.
And sloth.
And who might you be? The Sleeping Beauty?
Me? No, I'm Snow DeWhite.
Princess Snow DeWhite? Well, well, how convenient. Are you hungry?
Oh, yes, please, I'm starved.
Me too.
Just give her the apple, Buttony.
But the apple they gave her was poisoned with the seven deadly sins of the seven deadly dwarves.
Oh, I feel so strange. What's happening to me?
You're waking up, that's what. It's time you became queen.
Me?
Yeah, just think. Your dad's crown could be yours.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you want it so bad you can taste it.
Taste it? Well, hey, maybe I do. Down with the king, long live the queen, liberty, equality, fraternity.
Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
So, who did you guys say you were?
We're the seven deadly dwarves.
Meanwhile, back at the hardware store,
where there's a sale on double A's, one for the price of two. Don't think about it, just order.
The good stepladder father was looking everywhere for Snow DeWhite. he went to the talking mirror and said,
"Mirror, mirror, burning bright, where can I find Snow De White?"
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't tell you."
The name's King, and if you don't tell me, I'll smash you into a million pieces."
"On second thought, she's in the Amazon rainforest."
"That's better. Amazon rainforest? Why, that's the home of the seven deadly dwarves!"
He grabbed his stepladder.
"Now, where is that stepladder?"
Disguised himself as a humble maintenance man.
"Aw, shucks.
Nice hat."
"Thanks."
And set out in search of Snow De White.
"Amazon rainforest, here I come."
"Watch out for the mess, Dave."
It wasn't long before Snow De White realized that she had made a terrible mistake.
"Is this when I get my crown?"
"No. Now keep quiet and wash those dishes."
Just then, there was a knock at the door of the cottage cheese house.
"Who is it?"
"Hi. Got any work for a humble maintenance man?"
"Know anything about cottage cheese?"
Large curd or small?"
"You're hired."
That's when the king caught sight of Snow De White.
My tootsie-wootsie, it's you! Hand over my daughter, you vertically and morally challenged individuals, you!"
"Not so fast! She ate the poisoned apple!"
"Yeah, and anyone who eats the apple belongs to us!"
"Unless someone older, wiser, and more powerful is willing to take her place."
"Take her place? You're right. Take me, then, and let her go."
"Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Oh, Daddy!"
So the seven deadly dwarves tied the king to his own stepladder and started to celebrate. But right in the middle of the second polka...
"Can you ever forgive me?"
"I'm free! And yes, yes I can!"
"Hey! What's going on?"
"Cheap ropes, I guess."
"Hey! Not cheap ropes! No, it is the power of love! Love which is stronger than betrayal, stronger than sin and death, strong enough to defeat the deadly dwarves!"
"Oh yeah? How'd you figure?"
"I'll tell you how. Love is not easily provoked to anger."
"Anger? Yikes! That's me!"
"Does not seek its own."
"No covetousness?"
"Lust?"
"Gluttony?"
"Sloth?"
"Is not envious."
"Oh, I've been hit."
"And isn't puffed up with pride."
"Oh, that's me. That hurts."
"Daddy, you did it! The spell of the poison apple is broken!"
"Yes, it is. And it's all because love covers a multitude of sins. Come here, my little Tootsie Wootsie. Let's go home."
So they did. And as you probably guessed, they lived happily ever after.
"Eugene?"
"Hello, Mr. Shepherd."
"And what are you doing here?"
"Oh, delivering study materials from Mr. Whitaker. How was church today?"
"Oh, just wonderful, Eugene."
"In Sunday school?"
"Oh, I loved it. It was all about Snow De White and the Seven Deadly Dwarves."
"Snow De White?"
"What?"
"You know, she ran away to the cottage cheese house in the Amazon rainforest, where the Seven Deadly Dwarves tricked her into eating the poisoned apple. But the good stepladder father rescued her because he loved her so much, and love covers a pulchritude of sin."
"Pulchritude? Well, honey, that's just wonderful. But I'm afraid you're just a little confused."
"A little? Come on, you guys. She got the whole thing completely wrong."
"Well, you might say that, Aubrey. On the other hand, you might with equal validity say she got it completely right."
"You just might, Eugene."
"What?"
wonder Bethany's so excited. She knows how it feels to be loved by her father in heaven. And I'm glad Alex and David understand now that manners are a way to show our appreciation for others, not to judge them or make them feel left out. Well, that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Matter of Manners was written by John Beebe. The Seven Deadly Dwarves was written by Jim Ware. Both stories were directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Walker Edmiston, and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Al Jensen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.